Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. I want to talk today about failure. You know, they always talk about failure is not an option. Well, I'm here to tell you that failure is an option. Because failure is part of life. Failure is part of growth. Failure is part of maturity. And in life, one of the things we have to learn to do is to accept failure and learn from that failure. When I was in my 20s, I thought I had this great idea. And I was working for a property developer, and I thought it was a great option right out of college. And as I did this job, I started to meet a lot of different realtors. I was living in Orlando at the time, and I got to know, you know, a lot of the players that were in the real estate business in town. And right around the same time I got to know a lot of these people, I also got to know a guy who was literally, he was a maintenance person in my apartment complex, but this guy could build a house from the ground up and do plumbing, electrical, drywall, you name it, he could do it. Just a really gifted guy. So I thought, I know all these real estate people. They always need things done. What if I started to get this guy work? And I would pay him and I would take a piece of it. And I started to do that. And this thing started to take off. And then I had to hire more people. And I had to quit my job with the real estate developer. And things were going really well for a while. And I got it up to about 25 people. And we were busy. And little by little, I started to lose control of things. I didn't have enough technical expertise to know exactly what I was doing, to know that people may have been stealing from me. And I just literally lost control of the business, and I couldn't do it anymore. It was just too difficult to do as one person. And in the end, the business ultimately failed. And I couldn't say that at the time. It took me years to be able to get that to come out of my mouth. I made excuses. I blamed other people. But it was never me, and I couldn't accept this idea of failure. And it took probably 5 years for me to come to that point. And even today, many, many years, decades later, and it feels like I look back, it feels like another life, I still find myself having a little bit of a tough time just coming out and admitting it, but I can do it. And so this idea of looking at failure as a learning experience is really important, because the quicker you can acknowledge it and learn from it, the more likely you are to not make the same mistakes again. So it could be as simple as you know, meeting with a client or a sales call. If you can simply accept, if it didn't work out the way you wanted to, and you acknowledge the fact that this sales call was a failure for me, what could I do differently next time? And it's this acceptance idea that does it. And by opening your eyes and examining why, as I suggested, you could learn. And it's not just the small things, it could be the bigger things. If your marriage fell apart, right? If you're being honest with yourself, you failed in marriage, in that particular marriage. Now, there might be a reason why, and I'm sure there is. And you may look at your partner and blame them. But if you're being honest with yourself, you've got something to do with it. Even if you're 10% at fault, there's some fault there. And there's something that didn't work out right. And there's something that you either did or didn't do that ultimately helped drive things apart. So what is it, and what can you do differently next time? If you got fired from a job, or you didn't get the bonus you thought you would get, why is it? What is that thing that you did or didn't do that could have gotten you there? And what can you do differently next time? And so one of the things about failure, when we talk about just coming out and admitting it, it means taking responsibility. Because if you ultimately blame other people for your failure, you're not taking responsibility. And therefore, if you're not taking responsibility, you're not going to grow from it. And as a matter of fact, if you're blaming other people, you're giving them the power. So if you're blaming other people for your problems and for your failures in life, you're relinquishing your own power to be able to take corrective action and not do anything and do something about it. So this idea of taking full responsibility, right, shows maturity, number one, and shows strength. and puts you in the driver's seat and puts you in control. So the key message here is if you've had failures or if you're going through a failure, stop commiserating about it. Stop complaining about it. Accept what is and move forward. And in the end, for any failure you have, I would suggest doing a postmortem and acknowledge what happened. Look in the mirror. Get somebody that'll be completely honest with you, right? We all have supportive people around us. I'm not asking you for the support. I'm asking you for somebody that'll help you dissect the issue. Get to the root of where you are. Figure out what you did and make sure you don't make the same mistakes again. The greatest learning experiences you will have in life comes as a result of failure, because you really find out what you want, what you don't want, what you did wrong and what you did right. And if you can prevent the failures from happening multiple times, then you've really done something with the experience. And that's really what it's about at the end of the day. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and then from there they can click on other links to Apple or to Spotify where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator, but for today, simply accept failure. Learn from it, grow from it, take responsibility from it, and you will become much more successful. You will become much better tuned into yourself. And ultimately, I think you will become a better person as a result of accepting and taking responsibility for the failures that have happened to you in life.